Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and a couple weeks ago, I talked to you about exchanging gifts, and the first gift that I encouraged people to exchange was the gift of fear for faith. And I got just tremendous feedback from people saying, I really need to hear that. I've just been afraid and fear in this one situation in my life. And it just made me start thinking about maybe that's a topic that I know that I've struggled with way more than I'd like to admit in my 50 plus years of life on this earth. And so I want to talk to you today about knowing fear. And what I mean by that is K-N-O-W, know, but also N-O, no fear. Don't want you to have fear. We know, K-N-O-W, that we're going to have fear because the Bible mentioned the word fear or the phrase do not be afraid 365 different times in the Bible. And as we know, we have 365 days in a year, most years, except for a good old leap year. And yet, I think it's just amazing how God knew that this would be something that in our flesh as humans that we would struggle with. But I want to remind you what I said a couple weeks ago, that fear doesn't come from God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And for some of you, maybe, you know, I've done this with many Bible verses, and I probably say it at least once a month on a program. You've got to write that verse. Get that in your heart. Write it on a post-it note. Stick it on your bathroom mirror. You see it first thing in the morning in the dashboard of your car as you're driving to work or driving the kids to school or driving to meetings. Stick it maybe in your cubicle at work or on your laptop at home, wherever you spend a lot of time. Maybe it's even on your refrigerator. Can you imagine if you stuck this one verse and maybe did one each week? You'd have 52 verses that you could go to whenever you're struggling with a certain topic. And maybe for the next couple of weeks of January, or I guess really actually about a week left by the time most people will hear this, but just 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and also of a sound mind. So I want to help you over the next two programs talk about how do you handle fear? I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, Greg, I know that I shouldn't struggle with fear because fear is not from God. But how do I handle it? So I'm going to give you four things that have helped me in my life, and maybe it'll help you. I'm going to spell out the word fear, the acronym, F-E-A-R. And the first one is just to face it. The letter F, face it. Face whatever it is you fear. So many times Satan does such a great job of getting us in fear because we won't face it. And I will tell you, an area of my life that I would not face for a long time was the dentist. I was in a car wreck when I was 9 years old with my two other brothers. My dad was driving. We were going down U.S. Highway 27 south, going back to our home in Somerset. We had picked up a load of firewood, and all of a sudden, somebody just pulled out off a side road right in front of us as we're driving probably 60 miles an hour, 55 miles an hour, heading back home to Somerset, and it was a major wreck and just totaled the station wagon we were in. The firewood, you know, went flying all over the place. My dad suffered cracked ribs. Fortunately, my other two brothers were not hurt, but I had a tooth knocked out, and it actually wound up being a permanent tooth. And so I had to go to the dentist that night, blood everywhere, just a really traumatic experience for a person almost 10 years old. And the dentist that was on call, or that they called in, just was not a real happy guy. I felt like I remember alcohol in his breath. Maybe he'd been at a party or something, or maybe just at home. You know, I'm not saying he was intoxicated, but just did not have good, this was not a personable, and I was really in fear and scared. Well, anyway, make a long story short, the rest of my life, I feared going to the dentist. So I was like, when I'm able to not have to go to the dentist on my own, I can make that decision. I'm not going. And so I did not go very often in my mid, late 20s, 30s. I mean, yeah, I'd go get a cleaning here and there, but even then it was so traumatic for me. Well, I paid a price for not going on a regular basis, maybe going every other year for a cleaning or something. Wound up having lots of cavities, of course. Had to get crowns, root canals, and I got in my late 40s and even had to have an implant put in and for a tooth. I mean, list goes on and on. And that all goes back to I would not face my fear. Now, I'm happy to tell you over the last few years in my early 50s that I go and now if I have to have something major done, I ask for something a little bit to take off the edge. But when I used to go even for just to get my teeth cleaned, I would literally, my back, I would perspire so much, back of my shirt would be soaking wet, even after just getting my teeth cleaned, because I had such fear from an event that had happened like 40 plus years. But I'm thrilled to tell you that over the last couple years, when I go to get my teeth cleaned, I go, I don't get anything to take the edge off, whatever. I go, I pray, I'm prayed up, and I tell the hygienist, hey, you know, this is really a big deal for me, and a lot of times I'll pray throughout it. And, you know, I know that may sound silly to some of you, and others of you are like, I get it. But I would encourage you, don't make the mistake that I did of not facing my fear with the dentist, because I paid a high price, a lot of money, time, resources that could have been used for other things. And yet, because I didn't face my fear, I suffered for that. So that's kind of a simple example, but maybe you can relate to it. And I don't know what that situation is for you. And yet you say, well, I'm afraid of what'll happen. A lot of people are just having a conversation with somebody about a topic. Yet Jeremiah 29:11, and I've seen the NIV, the King James Version, New Living Translation, but I had not seen this version before, Jeremiah 29:11. It says, I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, not disaster, to give you a future filled with hope. When you call on me and come and pray to me, yes, when you search for me, yes, search for me with all your heart, you will find me. So I want you to just think about that verse there. God's got a plan for you. He mentions it twice in that verse. And I need to be reminded sometimes. I need it on the lower shelf so I can understand it and remember it. But he says he's got plans for us twice in that. But he wants to give us peace. And he wants to give us a future filled with hope. And so when you face your fear, understand that God's with you. In fact, Romans chapter 8, verse 31 and 37 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In fact, that passage is powerful in Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 37. I mean, you know, if you're in fear, then you need to be reminded, where is God? Does he really care? Does he know what I'm dealing with? The news is this morning, great news, friends. Yes, he does. He does care. And the best news is he wants to help you. But if you don't spend time with God, then you're not going to be able to trust in that. And so somebody maybe just need to look up Romans chapter 8 today. Read the whole chapter. In fact, Romans 8 chapter 1 says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In other words, if you're a follower of Jesus, quit condemning yourself. If you've asked for forgiveness, some of you are in fear because of punishment. You're like, you know what? God can't bless me because he won't forgive me for something I did. And friends, I could go through a plethora of list of things that people just struggle with and they've made mistakes. And sin does break the heart of God. I'm not justifying sin. But at the same time, if you've asked God for forgiveness and you're not doing the sin anymore, then the Bible says to us in the book of Psalms, as far as the east is to the west, that God remembers it no more. And something that could give more people freedom than anything else right now in their lives is just to forgive themselves. Just to simply forgive yourself. You know, just turn off the radio, pause this podcast if you're listening. If you're on the radio, then catch the rest of the podcast later. I want to remind you, you can always catch every program we have. If you hear it live on the radio, go to our website. If you want to listen again, or if you want to share it with somebody, go to our website. These programs are only 14 minutes long. Go to the website. It's hopeishere.today. It's simply hopeishere.today. And you can find all the programs that we've ever done here and just celebrated our year anniversary back on December 4th in 2018. But you know what? If you ask for forgiveness, then you don't have to be in fear of that mistake that you made. You can move forward, and God will help give you freedom. But man, at Romans 8, chapter 31, I mean, it's powerful. If you look at Romans 8, verse 32, it says, "He who didn't spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also freely give us all things with him?" Verse 33 says, "Who will bring a charge against God's elect people? It is God who acquits them. Who is going to convict them? If Christ Jesus, who died, even more, when Jesus was raised, who also is now at God's right side? It is Christ Jesus who also pleads our case for us." So friends, when you've got that fear and Satan's lying to you and saying God can't forgive you, remember that Jesus is going to God on your behalf for you. That's what verse 34 is telling us there. And then I love what it goes on to say in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 35. "Who will separate us from Christ's love? Will we be separated by trouble or distress or harassment or famine or nakedness or danger? It's written in verse 36, "We are put to death all day long for your sake. We are treated like sheep for slaughter. But," in verse 37 says, "in all these things, we win a sweeping victory through the one who loved us. I'm convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not death or life, not angels or rulers, not present things or future things, not powers or height or depth or any other thing that is created." Friends, that includes fear. So I want to encourage you to face your fear. Go back and maybe just read all of Romans chapter 8, but definitely go to Romans 8 verses 31 through 39, just 8 verses. Friends, you can look that up on your phone. Maybe somebody need to get the dust off your Bible at home and start making that more of your routine in the mornings, in lunch, at night before you go to bed. The book of Psalms, it says that thy word, God's word, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God wants to help you face your fears. He doesn't ask you to do it alone, but you've got to invite God to do that. God's a gentleman. He doesn't force himself upon us. And I want to make sure that you know that God's for you today. And don't let fear keep you from having that all that God has for you in your one and only life. So the first thing that I want to help you with not having fear in your life is facing it. The letter F, facing it. We're going to continue with three other things that have helped me handle fear in my life. So I hope that you will tune in with us tomorrow at the same time, or share this podcast. If somebody you know that's in fear, man, share these podcasts with you. You can send them through text. You can send them through email. They're on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page. It's simply Hope Is Here. Or follow us on Twitter. That is at Hope Is Here, L-E-X. At Hope Is Here, L-E-X. But also, if you'd like to help us out financially, we would appreciate your help. You can go and make a donation at hopeishere.today. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Join Sunrise Children's Services Saturday, February 9th for a power-punched evening with boxing great George Foreman to celebrate Sunrise's 150th anniversary. Called Fighting for Hope, this evening is sure to inspire and encourage as George shares his testimony of failures and successes. For more information about Sunrise Children's Services and Fighting for Hope, go online to sunrise.org. That's sunrise.org, or call 800-456-1386.